You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on the 17th day of November. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. It's been raining here, Don, and actually overnight quite a little bit of rain, but this is a big system. How much rainfall did we get across the Midwest?
Well, we've got a lot of areas that have picked up a half inch to over an inch of rain, especially in some of the western areas of the Corn Belt. And there's going to be a bit more, although we're going to see the focus of the real heavy rain in the south central areas of the United States. We're going to see some severe weather across eastern Oklahoma, Arkansas, down in Louisiana, into Missouri, and with that severe weather will be some heavy rainfall, while the northeastern quadrant of the storm, which will affect Indiana and Illinois, will certainly see some more chances of rain all the way up to and through tomorrow. There could be another quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain in those areas. On the backside of the low, going to be snowing across portions of northern and eastern Nebraska and eastern South Dakota and portions of Minnesota tonight and tomorrow morning.
Is this all a thank you to El Nino?
Well, I think we could probably just say thank you to the changing seasons. We're finally starting to see some real bona fide cold air come over the globe from Siberia into Canada, and some of that's going to start leaking in here. And we're going to see some real cold come into the Upper Plains, Great Lakes, and yes, the Corn Belt. By Friday morning and into the weekend, we see winter weather. In fact, I would not be surprised if Iowa, central and northern Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, going to be looking at the first bona fide snow event of the season.
Oh, my gosh. How much snow?
Well, I don't see it as a lot, but I certainly see I-80, Des Moines to Chicago, looking at several inches of new snow by Saturday.
Well, it is November and the end of the month. I guess we're getting close to Thanksgiving, so it's about that time in the Midwest for the cold weather to arrive and the soils to freeze up and for snow to show up. Let's turn our attention, though, to warmer climes, South America. They've had an interesting start via El Nino to their growing season. Tell me about conditions on the ground now.
Not looking bad, and you're right, it was an interesting start, and a lot of times what can happen in an El Nino pattern is a dry growing season in some southern hemisphere areas. Right now, though, they've turned the corner a little bit, and key growing areas of Brazil and Australia looking at some good amounts of precipitation. And one thing that we're starting to definitely see, Todd, is that a lot of folks want to compare this El Nino to 97-98, and it's really not looking like they're of the exact same flavor. There's some differences between them, and I think that may impact what happens in the southern hemisphere this growing season. Maybe not quite as dry as some have suspected.
Some want to turn it around and go even further back to 82-83. That, of course, in the United States, 83 was a dry year. I don't know about the southern hemisphere, but El Nino has a tendency not to react the same each time it shows up, apparently.
It is. It's like a litter full of puppies. Every puppy's going to have a different personality, and that's kind of how El Nino is. No two are exactly alike, but you certainly see some similarities, and we are without a doubt in December, January, and February going to see an El Nino-influenced weather pattern, especially the southern tier of the country from central and southern California to the southeast United States, still expecting above-normal precipitation there.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.